Well, good evening, everyone.
Amen.
大家晚上好。
We count it a great privilege to be able to open the Word of God with you week by week.
那我们把这个当做一个非常大的荣幸啊，能够一周这样的时间跟大家分享神的话。
Tonight we want to look at the subject of the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
那今晚呢，我们要看的一个主题就是圣灵的洗。
There is a lot of confusion concerning this topic.
那关于这个话题啊，有很多的误解啊，也有很多的争议啊。But
if we stick with what God has said, we cannot go far wrong.
那如果我们坚持神在圣经里是怎么讲的，我们就不会错。Again,
We don't want to just take one verse and then make many applications. We want to see what the whole Word of God says about this important topic.
那同样呢，我们也不会只挑出一节经文呢，把太多意思读进这节经文，而是呢，我们看整本圣经许多的经文整体交织起来，它给出来的信息结论是怎样的。Now
there are 7 passages in the New Testament that provide us with the information we need to understand the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
在新约呢，有七段的经文能够帮到我们理解圣灵的洗这个概念。There
are 4 references in the Gospels. Each of the Gospels makes reference to the baptism in the Spirit.
那在福音书里呢，就有四个引用啊，四处的引用，讲到了关乎圣灵的洗。
There's also a reference in the first chapter of Acts that the Lord Jesus, just before he goes to heaven, mentions some important information.
还有一处就是使徒行传的一章，在主升天之前，他特别的提到了这么一个重要的概念。
These are all prophetical.
这五处呢，都是预言性质的。
It was still future when these words were spoken.
那这五处当他讲这个话的时候呢，圣灵都还没有降下来，在那个点呢，都是在对未来说预言。Then
in Acts chapter 2, we find the historical event, actually what happened on the day that the Holy Spirit baptized that company of believers.
那使徒行传二章开始呢， 就发生了，就是个历史的记述，在当时圣灵是怎么样洗了那么一群的主内的弟兄姊妹。And
then there's the one account in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 that refers to it already having taken place.
那哥林多前书的12章呢，也讲到了，到底发生了什么。
The first 5 instances then are prophetical.
那前面五个引用呢，或者提圣经的提到的经文是预言的，是指向未来的。The
6th instance is historical.
第六处呢，是历史的。And
the 7th is what we call doctrinal or the teaching concerning the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
那第七处呢，是我们讲
We're going to look at these each in turn.
Let's
take a look at the record in the Gospels. Turn to Matthew chapter
3.
Matthew chapter 3 and verse 11.
马太3章的11节。
John the Baptist is answering those that were questioning him concerning his baptism.
那施洗约翰呢，在这来回应那些质疑他施洗的那些问题。
And John tells them in verse 11, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I'm not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
我是用水给你们施洗，叫你们悔改。但那在我以后来的，能力比我更大，我就是给他提鞋也不配。他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。
Now the next account is in Mark chapter 1.
下一处的记载呢，马可的一章。
And basically he says the same thing, but for completeness, let's read it.
那他讲的是同样的事情，但是为了完整呢，我们再读一下。
Mark chapter 1 verse 8.
第一章的八节，马可。
I indeed baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
我是用水给你们施洗，他却要用圣灵给你们施洗。
Then over to Luke chapter 3.
我们再翻到路加的三章。
And verse 16.
十六节。
Again, it says the same thing.
讲到的同样的内容。
John answered, saying to all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I is coming, whose sandal strap I'm not worthy to loose. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
约翰说，我是用水给你们施洗，但有一位能力比我更大的要来，我就是给他解鞋带也不配，他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。路加。
And lastly, John chapter 1 verse 33.
约翰福音的一章33节。约翰福音一章33节。
I did not know him.But he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, that is God said to him, upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.
我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说，你看见圣灵降下来住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。
Now,This is a very important because it's mentioned in each of the gospel writers that Jesus would be the one who would baptize with the Holy Spirit.
那这是一个非常重要的记载，因为四个福音书都提了耶稣必须要被圣灵施洗。
Now that's the first important point. And that is that the baptizer is none other than the Lord Jesus himself.
那这里呢，我们先讲第一个重要的点，就是施洗者呢，就不是别人，就是主耶稣自己。
Another contrast we see is that the medium that the baptisms take place, John's baptism was in water, an immersion in water.
那我们看看这个洗的媒介啊，那施洗约翰的洗呢，那个媒介是水，而且是全身的浸礼。
And John was the baptizer.
那施洗者是施洗约翰自己。
Now this is important. Jesus is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit.
那这个很重要，因为耶稣他是那用圣灵施洗的那个施洗者。
Some have taught that the Holy Spirit is the one who baptizes, but that's not True.
因为我们有的时候会听到这样的一个说法，是圣灵他是那施洗来洗我们啊。那首先呢，这个认识是不对的。
The Lord Jesus said that he will send the promise of the Father, that is the Holy Spirit, it's promised by the Father, that it was the Son then that does the baptizing and the medium or the water is the, what they're immersed in is the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. 那在这里几节经文呢，我们一起看就看见呢，耶稣是那施洗的，然后呢，圣灵是天父应许给我们，然后我们看见降下来，然后圣灵是像 施洗约翰用水施洗的那个媒介一样，圣灵是耶稣施洗的那个媒介。
Therefore, sometimes I've heard people refer to it as baptism by the Spirit.
所以我们有的时候会用这个词，被圣灵施洗啊，这个可能是。
The baptizer is not the Holy Spirit, the baptizer is the Lord Jesus.
所以这个可能是不对的啊，所以我们要在这里先看见，施洗者不是圣灵，施洗者是耶稣。
And we know that the Lord Jesus, he would baptize them after his ascension.
耶稣呢也会在他升天之后，来施洗啊。
After he was glorified.
他得着荣耀之后。
We'll see that in a moment.
我们等会儿会看见。
So these are the first two points. The contrast. First, the persons doing the baptizing. John baptized in water. Jesus baptized in the Holy Spirit.
那这是我们今天先看见的第一个点，两个鲜明的对比，施洗约翰施洗。施洗的媒介是水，耶稣施洗，施洗的媒介是圣灵。
And the second thing is that the one that they are baptized into, or the, what they are baptized into, water in John's case, the Holy Spirit in the case of the Lord Jesus.
对，然后在什么，我们是浸在什么里面呢？在施洗约翰的洗里面，我们是浸在水里，在圣灵，耶稣施洗的里面，我们是在圣灵里。
Now, in those two accounts, or those four accounts, rather, that we read of the baptism of the Spirit in the four Gospels, Matthew and Luke mention baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire.
在这四处记载里呢，我们看见，马太和路加呢，提到了圣灵与火。
Now, some, you in, have linked this with what happened on the day of Pentecost.
这就会使我们联想起来在五旬节发生的事情。
There we read, if you remember, that there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as fire, and it sat upon each of them.
那因为在使徒行传里呢，它是像舌头一样，像舌头像火焰一样降下啊，降在个人身上。
Now, although this verse, it does refer to fire, Luke was using a figure of speech, a simile, for the cloven tongues were like fire. But this baptism,
对，所以路加呢，在使徒行传里显然是在用比喻，说舌头像火焰显现出来。
This baptism, with fire has nothing to do with the events that are in Acts chapter 2, the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
所以在圣灵里的施洗啊，显然呢和使徒行传二章的这个舌头像火焰一样的其实不是一回事啊，要把它区分开来。
The baptism of fire is judgment.
因为路加和马太提到的圣灵与火施洗的这个火是预表或者说意义啊是审判。
Now turn back to Matthew chapter 3.
我们详细看一下，看马太的三章。
And the Lord Jesus was baptizing there by the Jordan River. We read in verse 1.
我们先读一节啊，施洗约翰呢，当时在约旦河施洗。
And then in verse 5, we read that then Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the region around Jordan went out to him and were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins.
那时耶路撒冷犹太全地第五节啊，并约旦河一带地方的人都出去到 约翰那里承认他们的罪，在约旦河里受他的洗。
But there was another group that were coming.
但还有另外一群人要来。
In verse 7, we read, But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, Brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?
那这就第七节讲到的啊，这群是谁呢？约翰看见许多法利赛人和撒都该人也来受洗，就对他们说，毒蛇的种类，谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？
The wrath to come is the fire of judgment.
所以那将来的愤怒也就是火的审判了。
You see, all as well, the Lord Jesus is not only the baptizer in the Holy Spirit, but in John chapter 5 verse 33, we read that all judgment has been committed to the Son.
那耶稣不但是呢用圣灵施洗的那位施洗者啊，在约翰福音五章三十三节说到呢，他还是那最终啊要来为地来做审判的那一位啊，就是审判权柄要给他的。
And he continues in verse 8, he says, therefore bear fruits worthy of repentance. And do not think to say to yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. And even now, the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which does not bear fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire.
第八节，你们要结出果子来。我们还在马太的三章啊，结出果子来与悔改的心相称，不要自己心里说，有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗。我告诉你们，神能从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。现在斧子已经在树根上，凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里。
He's speaking the fire of the wrath of God against those that had rejected him.
所以他在讲神愤怒审判的火对那些拒绝神救恩的。
It was those Sadducees and Pharisees that led the people to crucify the Lord Jesus himself.
那正是这些法利赛人和撒都该人最后带领犹太人把耶稣钉死在十架上。
Now there was a partial fulfillment of that when the Romans destroyed Jerusalem a generation later.
这里呢，这个预言有部分的应验，应验在罗马把耶路撒冷毁灭的那一次。
And they say up to 2 million people died in Jerusalem, or between 1 and 2 million people died in Jerusalem during that terrible time.
在那糟糕的那一次啊，公元七十年的那一次耶路撒冷毁城的里面呢，大概有100到200万犹太人死了。
But that was only a partial fulfillment.
但这是一个部分的应验。
Because during the Great Tribulation, we read that the wrath of God is going to be poured out on all the ungodly and those that have rejected His Christ.
那我们知道，在启示录里呢，会有神的愤怒的火倾倒出来，对一切不敬虔、不信他的人。
Let's just turn for a moment to.Revelation chapter 8.
这里我们可以稍微读一段啊，启示录的八章。我们现在在解释这个火到底是指什么。
Revelation chapter 8 and verse 5, and this takes place at the end of the seventh seal, the opening of the seventh seal.
启示录八章五节，这个是在讲第七印的最后的时刻。
It's upon the opening of the seventh seal that the wrath of God descends on the unbelievers.
那在七印的最后时刻呢，神的愤怒就要倾倒在不信的人身上了。
And we read there in verse 1 now of Revelation chapter 8.
我们来先看启示录八章一节。
When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour, and I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets.
羔羊揭开七印的时候，天上寂静约有二刻。我看见那站在神面前的七位天使，有七支号赐给他们。
And then another angel, having a golden censer, came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints.Upon the golden altar which was before the throne.
另有一位天使拿着金香炉来站在祭坛旁边，有许多香赐给他， 要和众圣徒的祈祷一同献在宝座前的金坛上。
This is the person of the Lord Jesus himself.
那这个是主耶稣自己啊。
Angels are never, ever, told in, or never, revealed in scripture as having a priestly function. Never.
因为在圣经里从来没有看见任何的天使担当过祭司的职分啊，从来没有。
And not only that, but he's given the incense to offer up with prayers.
然后不但如此呢，他还给了很多香啊，来献在这个祭坛上啊。所以这里第三节的这一位天使就是主自己。
And we read in 1 Peter chapter 1, or 1 Peter chapter 2, that it's the Lord Jesus that, if 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5,
另外的证据呢，可以看彼得前书的二章五节。
And he talks about the spiritual priesthood of the believer, and you also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
这里讲到祭司的职分啊，圣徒们的二章五节，你们来到主面前，就像活石。被建造成灵宫做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
So here we see the Lord Jesus in Revelation chapter 8, where he is offering up incense, making those prayers of the saints acceptable to God.
所以呢，在启示录的八章三节这里，这就是耶稣在献祭了啊。
Verse 4 says, And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints ascended before God from the angel's hand.
那第四节，启示录八章，那香的烟和众圣徒的祈祷从天使的手中一同升到神面前。
Now here's the verse that we want to link our baptism of fire with.
所以这里有一节经文呢，要联系到我们用火来施洗的经文。
Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and threw it to the earth. And there were noises, thunderings, and lightnings, and an earthquake.
天使拿着香炉，盛满了坛上的火，倒在地上，随有雷轰大声，闪电地震。
So there is the baptism of fire, a picture there of that angel, taking the coals of fire from the altar, and throwing it to the earth. That was the baptism of fire of those that rejected Christ.
所以你会看见这里非常形象的一个图景。那这位天使呢，也就是基督自己，他把圣坛那个里面的火啊接过来，直接倒在了地上啊，地上就有灾难啊，这就是火了。
So if we go back to Matthew chapter 3 again,
回到马太的三章。
In verse 12,
就是三章的十二节，我们来看。
His winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clean out his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire.
他手里拿着簸箕，要扬尽他的场，把麦子收在仓里，把糠用不灭的火烧尽了。
There's the two groups of people that came to be baptized to John that day were believing Jews and those Pharisees and Sadducees who later on crucified our Lord.
因为呢，那天，那时候来到施洗约翰面前要接受洗礼的有两群人，一群是信徒，未来的信徒，一群是法利赛人、撒都该人，未来要把耶稣钉死在十字架上，都来了。
Now these four references in the Gospels that we've looked at, they indicate that this baptism had not happened at the time John was speaking.
所以这四处的福音书关于这个圣灵洗记载的记载都告诉我们呢，这个未来要来的这个圣灵的施洗啊，在 写这个福音，就是在发生这个事情的时候，施洗约翰和耶稣在那边的施洗约翰在讲耶稣的要来的这个事情都没发生。
And neither do those accounts say when the baptism would take place, other than that it would happen at some future time.
所以呢，关于什么时候这个要发生呢？我们就可以看见这是预言性质的，是在未来。
But let's look now at the fifth instance in Acts chapter 1, where it gives us further details on when this is about to take place.
那我们来看第五处的记载，就《使徒行传》的一章，它讲到什么时候会发生。
Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传一章。
And verse 4. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.
耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的。约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。
Now, the reason they would have to wait is that the Lord Jesus had not yet ascended to the Father and been glorified.
那他们要等呢，是因为耶稣还没有升到父神那里去得着最终的荣耀。
We read last week, I believe, John chapter 7 and verse 37, where we read that, or verse 39, he spoke of the Spirit whom those believing in him would receive, but the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, was not yet given because Jesus had not yet been glorified.
那我们前几周讲到过这一句经文呢，就是约翰七章的三十九，约翰福音呢七章的三十九节说呢，耶稣这话是指信他之人要受圣灵说的，那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
Now, the Lord Jesus is with his disciples for the very last time.
那这个是耶稣和他的门徒们啊最后在一起的时候。
After his resurrection, he'd spent 40 days instructing them in the kingdom of God.
那因为他在复活之后呢，有40天之久啊。
Now he tells them some details on when this baptism, that is the promise of the Father, would come.
所以呢，他就告诉门徒们，这个圣灵的洗会什么时候来？神应许，天父应许的，会什么时候来？
So he gives an added detail. He says that now it's they're to stay in Jerusalem.That's where the baptism would take place.
所以他告诉他们这个细节，就是你们要待在耶路撒冷，因为这个圣灵的洗会在耶路撒冷。
And the time now was clarified because he said it's not many days from now.
然后时间呢，也在这呢澄清了，就是不多几日。
So in Acts chapter 2, we come now to the actual historical account of the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
那我们来到使徒行传的二章呢，就能看见真实的历史记载啊，关于圣灵的洗。
Now let's read the first four verses of this chapter.
我们来读前面四节啊，这一章的。
When the day of Christ, the day of Pentecost had fully come,They were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat on each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
五旬节到了，二章一节，门徒都聚集在一处，然而从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子，又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上，他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
So these verses tell us when it happened, where it happened, and what happened on that day.
所以这节经文呢，告诉我们什么时候发生的，在哪发生的，发生了什么。
As to when it happened, it was when the day of Pentecost had fully come.
什么时候发生呢？就是五旬节了，那一年的五旬节。
Now to really appreciate, that the significance of that statement, we would need to study the feasts of the Lord, where the feast of Pentecost is spoken of.
那为了明白这个呢，我们要了解一下主的那个晚餐呢、啊，也就是五旬节的那个聚餐是在哪里啊
？But that's beyond the scope of our study here. But we can all for our purposes tonight, we know that it happened on a specific time, and in God's timetable, it happened.
他刚才是在讲节期啊，他应该是在说是神的时间，也就是五旬节的那个时候会发生。
And the other thing we would learn from that is that feast of Pentecost looked forward to that date, and now that is a completed prophecy.
那五旬节的这个是一个预言啊，它完全了这个预言是在五旬节的时候。
The Feast of Pentecost, all the feasts, they were types of the actions of God that he would take in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那因为每一个节期其实都是一个预表，所以五旬节圣灵降下来就完成了五旬节本身这个节期的预表。
For example,
预表的意义，旧约的每一个节期。
For example, the first feast was the feast of Passover, and we learn in Corinthians that Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. It was a type looking forward to the fulfillment in the death of Christ.
那我们都知道呢，第一个节期一年里呢，在犹太人里面就是逾越节了。那我们也从哥林多前书知道呢，逾越节其实就是羔羊，就是主耶稣了。所以这些节期最终都是应验在主耶稣身上。也旧约的所有节期在新约都是指向主耶稣的。
So it was when the Feast of Pentecost had fully come. That is, it was a completion. It was a fulfillment of that type that was given to us in the Old Testament.
所以就如同耶稣在十字架上完成了逾越节这个节期的预表一样。圣灵在五旬节降下，耶稣在五旬节用圣灵给我们施洗，就完成了五旬节在旧约的这样的一个预表意义。
Now the significance of that is that just as Christ being sacrificed for us will never be repeated, so the baptism of the Spirit on the day of Pentecost when it after it was fully come will never ever be repeated again.
所以这个意义重要性在哪呢？就是我们今天知道，耶稣死在十字架上不会再发生了，一次做了就全部完成了。同样的道理，五旬节圣灵施洗就是一次，做完就做完了，就后面不会再发生了。
Now where it took place was a house somewhere in the city of Jerusalem, and that's not really important for us this evening.
所以那一天在耶路撒冷那个房子里发生的那个事情对我们如此非常非常的重要。
As to what happened, verse 2 supplies a vital piece of information.
到底发生了什么呢？第二节告诉了我们的重要的细节。
It states there that there came a sound, suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house, the whole house where they were sitting.
突然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子。
Now, every kind of baptism in scripture, either literal or figurative, indicates that those that were baptized were fully submerged.
所以无论圣经里什么地方讲到受洗啊，都是告诉我们这都是浸礼，是完全浸进去的。
Full submersion. I don't think any of us have problems with water baptism when John baptized in the Jordan because there was much water there. He was able to completely immerse those that he baptized.
首先呢，我们很熟悉的施洗约翰的洗礼呢，他一定是全部浸礼，因为他说呢，到约旦河，因为那里的水多啊，才能全身浸进去。
So that's an important thing is that there was a complete immersion and of all of them.
所以是一个所有的人全部浸进去，这是一个洗礼的样子。
We hear the wind come, a rushing mighty wind.
那我们听见的这有大风吹过啊，有大风来了。
And we read about the fire, it was like fire, visibly, it was like fire, it was one flame of fire, and it divided and sat on each of them.
那这里呢说舌头如火焰啊，就是像火焰一样，但是呢它是一个，然后分出不同的部分，降在每个人身上。
Verse 3, it says, Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat on each of them.
第三节说呢，它是舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上。
And it says that they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
然后他们就都被圣灵充满。
So that's the historical happening.
所以这个是一个历史的事件啊，发生的事情。
Now let's turn to the last instance where in the New Testament baptism of the, in the Spirit is mentioned. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verses 12 and 13.
那我们看最后一处教导，也就是教义的教导啊，就是哥林多前书12章12节和13节。
So we've had a prophetical view in the Gospels and in that first chapter of Acts, we have the historical account, Acts chapter 2, but here we have in 1 Corinthians 12 and 13, we have the doctrinal, we have some teaching. We'd like to spend the rest of our evening on these two verses.
那我们前面呢有五处是预言的记载，四个在福音书，一个在使徒行传一章，有一处是历史的记载，使徒行传二章，这里呢是教义和教导的记述，关于圣灵的洗。
Let's read these two verses together.
我们一起来先看一下这两节。
For as the body is one and has many members,But all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ or the Christ. For by one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit.
就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子，基督也是这样。我们不拘是犹太人，是希腊人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。
Now let's look at these verses closely.
我们很认真地看一下这两节。
In verse 12, we read there that Paul refers to the human body to illustrate the truth.
保罗在十二章用人的身体做一个比方来讲真理。
So each body is a unity.
每一个身体呢是一个整体。
But it's composed of many parts.
却有很多的部分。
And each part is important to the whole.
每一个部分都很重要。
It's not just a whole bunch of parts kind of thrown together.
那并不是 一些的部分随便捏在丢在一起的。
And he mentions there that so also is the Christ or Christ. Some point out that there is a definite article. It's the Christ. That is the body of Christ.
所以呢在十二节呢显然他讲的基督就是说呢基督的身体也是这样。
Now let's not forget a very important point.
千万别忘了这是个非常重要的概念。
Everybody has a head.
每一个身体都有一个头。
And every part of the body relates to the head.
每一个身体的部分呢都连接在跟头连在一起的。
So, the apostle's point here is that just as is the case relative to the human body, it's equally the case in respect to the church.
所以就像人的身体呢是跟头是这样的关系，这样的关系呢也会应用在教会和主之间。
And the idea here is that it is he's not just referring to the church in Corinth, but he's referring to the entire church of all ages.
这里显然他并不是指单单哥林多教会，他在讲整个普世教会。
It's the whole church that is in view here.
所有的教会的整体在这里。
Because he's speaking generally, read that verse 12 again.
我们可以读十二节再读一遍啊，你就知道他在讲所有的。
For as the body is one, and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so is Christ.
所以他前面讲到，身子是一个，肢体虽多，人是一个身子，基督也是这样。显然他是在讲所有的教会。
Now, Paul is writing some years after Pentecost, and he's writing to Gentiles.
这里呢，保罗是在五旬节之后很多年写这封信的，而且写给外邦教会。
But it's equally the same that those Jews that were baptized on the day of Pentecost, they were a part of that body, just as the Corinthians were part of that same body.
显然在这呢那些犹太人在五旬节受洗的呢和这些外邦的信徒们都在一个身体里。
And we'll see in a moment, that includes every believer that's living today is part of that body, that same body.
同样呢今天每一个活着的圣徒也是这个身体的一部分同样的身体。
As the body is one, that's the body of Christ, it's one.
因为基督的身体就是一个。
And so, now, the verse 13 tells us how that one body was formed.
十三节呢，他就告诉我们这个身体是怎么成立的，怎么建立的。
Because verse 13 leads on for from that clause, because that connecting word for,that connects it with that thought that went in verse 12.
所以十三节当中有一个介词啊，就是 for 就是所以的意思，它所以上下是有因果关系的，十二十三。
So he says, for by one spirit, we were all baptized into one body.
所以他说 这是因为的意思，后面应该是原因，所以我们都是从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体。
That word by, it would be probably better translated for in one spirit. That's the Greek preposition is in.
就是成了，我们从一位圣灵受洗，就是不是被一位圣灵受洗。
So,
是在这个圣灵里面洗的。
So in one spirit,
在这个里面,
we were all baptized into one body.
然后在圣灵里面洗完成了一个身体。
So this verse 12, it explains how this church came into existence. It was by the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And the first thing we learn from that is that this baptism is not individual, but corporate, or it was a group, baptism.
所以这两节呢，首先让我们看见的一点呢，我们是在这个圣灵里洗成一个身体，那就意味着圣灵的洗是一个整体，它不是个人的。
Because he says, therefore, by one spirit, we were all baptized into one body.
因为他说都从一位圣灵受洗成了一个身体。
The second thing is that it's not a continual baptism.
那第二个点呢，让我们看见这不是一个持续不停在洗的这么一个洗礼。
He says,Because we were baptized, that is in the past tense. It's something that happened in the past and is not a continuation today.
因为在13节的原文里呢，他用的时态是过去时，这就意味着呢，这件事情在保罗说这个话的时候已经发生完了。
That baptism is not conditional, but it includes everyone.
同时呢，第三点呢，这句经文告诉我们，这个洗不是有条件的，而是所有信徒都是受这个洗的。
We'll look at that in detail later.
我们等会儿会看细节。
First of all, unlike baptism in water, we do not read in any of the seven references to the baptism in the Holy Spirit about individuals being baptized.
Yeah, 首先我们看见的不像水洗啊，水洗是一个洗完再洗一个再洗一个，圣灵的洗呢，它并没有这个概念，它是一次洗完，整个教会全洗完了。
It's not a personal event.
这不是一个个人个体性质的事件。
It was the baptism of the body of Christ.
这是神的整个教会基督的身体整体受洗的。
And so that when the church was born, it was born complete, you might say.
所以当教会出生的时候呢，它是出生完全的。
What was formed on that day was a complete body.It wasn't a partial body.
五旬节那天呢，成立的生出来的是一个完整的身体，不是部分身体。
Now that body would grow just like any body would, but it had in embryo form at least all of its members.
这个身体当然它会长大，就像我们每一个人肉身都会长大一样，但是它从完整性上，它是已经完整出生的。
So,What was formed on that day of Pentecost was by this baptism was one body, and in the purposes of God, every believer is involved.
所以五旬节那天生出来是一个完整的教会，而且按照神的旨意，每一个信徒都包括在其中了。
Also, on the day of Pentecost, by means of baptism in the Holy Spirit, something new was produced.Which comprised both Jews and Gentiles without any distinction.
而且在五旬节这天，教会受圣灵的洗，还有一个新的事情发生，就是 无论是犹太人还是外邦人都包括在其中了。
Now the second point, that first point is that it was not individual. There was no individuals ever in scripture are spoken of as having been baptized in the Spirit.
所以我们刚才强调的第一个点呢就是这个受圣灵的洗决不是一个个人的事件，没有任何圣经的经文呢支持这样的一个观点，就是受圣灵的洗是个人的事。
Secondly, the tense of the verb, by one spirit, were we all baptized, it refers to a completed act, not a continuing one.
所以还第二点呢，就是从动词的时态上来看，它是一个过去式，就像我们中文翻译说都从一位圣灵受洗成了一个身体，是已经结束了的事情，已经完成了的事情。
Now, in the mind of God, all Christians were seen to be baptized.
所以在神的心里呢，是所有的圣徒都已经接受了圣灵的洗的。
And, it's essential to see,and to note this today, is that the Holy Spirit only came down once.
所以今天晚上的一个重要的要点就是让大家明白圣灵只降下来一次。
It was unique in the sense that it was never happened before, and it's final in that it will never happen that way again.
这个圣灵降下这件事情以前没有发生过，而且呢就这样才这一次就完成了，以后也不会再发生了。
At this point I could ask a question.
我们讲到这里呢，我要问大家一个问题了。
Maybe someone will say, well, how can we know for sure that we have been baptized in the Spirit?
你会说，那我怎么知道，我怎么能够确切的知道我是已经受了圣灵的洗了呢？
If you, I'm speaking now for myself, or speaking, asking the question now of myself.
我是用我自己来问这个问题，我是这个提问的人。
Yes. Now, Eric, you say that I was baptized 2,000 years ago by the Holy Spirit. How does that work?
你会问我说，你说 Eric, 你说我已经受了圣灵的洗，两千年前就受过了，到底这是怎么发生的呢？
How can I know that?
我怎么才能知道呢？
Because a very simple answer, by faith.
有一个简单的答案，就是凭信心。
There's a lot of things in the Word of God, there's a lot of things we don't know because we only know them because God has explained them to us in His Word.
在圣经里面有很多东西其实我们是不明白的，但是神是这么说的。
In other words, we believe the record that God gave.
因为我们就是相信神给我们留下来的这样的记载。
Now, in secular history,there's records of the death and crucifixion of a man, Jesus Christ, who lived in Galilee.
在人类的历史中呢，也记载了耶稣基督在十字架上被钉死的这件历史事件。
That's history.
这就是人的历史写下来的。
But we only know that he died for our sins because the word of God says so.
但是我们是因为读了神的话才知道他是为了我们的罪而死的。
Now, we don't arrive at that conclusion by a process of a reasoning none of us have ever experienced being crucified with Christ.
我们不是靠自己的理性的理解，也不是靠我们的经历，因为我们没有任何一个人是真正经历和主一起同钉十字架的。
But faith accepts as true what God has revealed in His Word.
所以信心呢，就是我接受神所说的话都是真实的。
when the Bible says that you have been crucified with Christ, you are dead with Christ, we accept that as true because God says it.
如果圣经说你是和主耶稣一起同钉十字架的，一起死了的话，你就要，我们就是凭信心接受，这就是真实的。
Just as we died with Christ when he died, so when the Holy Spirit baptized those believers on the day of Pentecost, we were made members of the body of Christ at Pentecost.
所以就像我们相信圣经里说的，主耶稣死了，我也跟他一起死了。同样的道理，圣经说在五旬节那一天，所有的教会都一起受圣灵的洗了。那我作为教会的一员，那我也相信我也是受了圣灵的洗了。
God knows every one of his elect from before the foundation of the world. In his foreknowledge, he knows.
全知的神在他创世以前，他就知道他每一个拣选的信徒。
But we come into the good of that the moment we are converted. The moment we trust Christ as our Savior, we are sealed then with the Holy Spirit.
但是我们明白，自己明白这一点呢，就要等到我们自己接受耶稣基督，作为我们的救主，我们被圣灵印上印的那一刻，我们才明白了这一点。
And then we come in, we enter the good of that baptism, that Spirit's baptism.
然后我们就真的进到了这个受圣灵洗的这个好处里面了。
When you're added to the church as a believer, you are not baptized into Christ. You've already been baptized. You are put into Christ and you're sealed, anointed, and, you have come into the good of all that he has promised.
所以你不是在信主的那一刻才受洗进入耶稣的身体的，你是在这之前，在五旬节那个时候就已经受洗归入了耶稣的身体，只是在那个时候你才明白，你才得到了这个益处。
Because there are many that are seeking the baptism of the Holy Spirit as something subsequent to our salvation.
有些人呢是在受洗以后呢，他在刻意的去他是在信主以后呢，刻意在寻求这个受圣灵的洗这件事情。
And they confuse the filling of the Spirit with the baptism of the Spirit.
但他们是把被圣灵充满和受圣灵的洗这两个概念混淆了。
We want to look next week at the filling of the Spirit of God.
我们下个星期来看什么是。被圣灵充满。
But here's the main point, is there's one baptism, many fillings.
有一个要点大家记住，就是一次受圣灵的洗，但有很多次被圣灵充满。
You read in the book of Acts that on the day of Pentecost, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们刚才读使徒行传里面，在五旬节的时候是圣灵充满了当时的信徒。
And then later on in chapter 5, you read again that they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
然后在第五章里面呢，刚才是第二章，第五章又讲到这些信徒被圣灵充满。
After they prayed.
当他们祷告了以后。
And it's a command that's given to us in Ephesians chapter 5 to be filled with the Spirit. Don't be drunk with wine, be filled with the Spirit.
在以弗所书五章里面呢，实际上它是作为一个诫命给我们，就是你们不要被酒充满，是要被圣灵充满。
So next week we'll look at the filling of the Spirit, but the important thing today to get in mind is that there is only one baptism in the Spirit, and that took place on the day of Pentecost, and we accept that by faith.
所以我们下周会具体讲被圣灵充满。今天讲的一个要点呢，就是受圣灵的洗，这是一个一次性的事件，是在2000年前的五旬节的那一天发生的，我们是凭信心接受这个事实。
Now there are some that teach that being baptized in the Spirit is an attainment, something that is achieved by those who progress further in their Christian faith. that it is a mark of maturity or super spirituality.
有些人呢却教导说受圣灵的洗呢是一个要去 寻求要去得着的一个东西，是 你属灵生命成长成熟的一个标志，是你属灵上比别人优越的一个标志。
But this verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13, it says that for by one spirit were we all baptized into one body.
但是我们刚才读的哥林多前书的十二章十三节里面，他说我们都从一位圣灵受洗成了一个身体。
Now, who are the first people that received this letter and read that verse?
那么第一批领到这封书信读这句经文的是什么人呢？
They're all described their spiritual attainments.
哦，他们都是那些寻求就属灵上的一些证据的一些门徒们。
Well, I won't use my words. I'm going to use the words of the Holy Spirit.
我不想用我自己的话语，我要用圣灵的话语说。
Just turn back a few pages to chapter 3.
我们往前翻，翻到第三章，哥林多前书的三章。
And Paul is writing to those Corinthians in verse 1, chapter 3, verse 1.
保罗呢，这时候在给这个哥林多教会的信徒们写信，我们读三章一节。
And I, brethren, I could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, fleshly, as to babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it, and even now you still are not able. For you are still carnal, for where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you,Are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? For when one says, I am of Paul, another of Apollos, are you not carnal?
他读的是一节到四节。弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体，在基督里为婴孩的。我是用奶喂你们，没有用饭喂你们。那时你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能。你们仍是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争，这岂不是属乎肉体，照着世人的样子行吗？有人说我是属保罗的，有人说我是属亚波罗的，这岂不是你们和世人一样吗？
So, when you turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13, he's telling us, or he's telling those same carnal, fleshly, baby Christians, that they had all been baptized into one body.
所以我们再回到哥林多前书十二章的十三节里面，这里面他说的，我们都从一位圣灵受洗成了一个身体。这个我们是指谁呢？至少他要包括刚才讲的这一批属肉体的，在属灵上是婴孩的，有各种纷争、各样问题的这些不成熟的基督徒，对吗？
Just as when we are justified completely without any works of our own, goodness of our own, God justifies the ungodly.
所以就像我们称义不是因为我们自己有什么好行为，是完全是因为神就称不义的人为义了。
And you can have a believer who is a carnal believer, a young believer, a new believer,But he's been justified by before God.
对，你可能就是这样一个属肉体的年轻的不成熟的基督徒，但是呢，你已经是被神称义了的。
Our standing as believers before God has nothing to do with our works.
因为我们作为信徒在神面前的地位是和我们的行为毫无关系的。
Our standing is completely upon the sacrifice of Christ, the blood that he shed, and that was sufficient to bring our souls to heaven.
所以我们在神面前的地位完全是因为主耶稣基督所献上的赎罪祭，因为他所洒的宝血，这足够使我们称义的了。
And every believer, no matter what level of attainment they may have gotten, the only standing that they have before God is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, not their own righteousnesses.
所以每一个基督徒，不管他属灵上有多少的得着，他在神面前的地位都不是因为他的行为，都完全是因为主耶稣的宝血。
So being baptized in the Holy Spirit has nothing to do with our standing before God.
Nothing to do with our standing in the before God?
Yeah, that is our standing. In other words, our state before God. We're completely and utterly dependent upon his imputed righteousness, his giving us the righteousness.
所以同样的道理，就像我们称义是与我们的行为无关一样，我们在圣灵里面受洗也是和我们的属灵景况，我们的属灵生命的成熟度没有关系的。
However, when we look at the filling of the Holy Spirit, we'll see that it has everything to do with our state, with our how we behave, our sanctification, our obedience to the Holy Spirit.
但是当我们讲到被圣灵充满的时候呢，大家会看到被圣灵充满是完全和我们个人的在属灵里面的状况相关的，跟我们有多顺服直接相关的。
Now, you had a little trouble translating the idea of standing in state. Our standing before God is on what grounds can we appear before God?
所以我们刚才翻译到那个 standing 就是地位这个词呢，是跟我们所站的这个根基有关系的。
Every believer is going to be able to stand before God.
我们每一个人都可以在神面前站立得住。
But our state, that is our behavior, our gifts or our rewards depend upon how we have obeyed the Spirit of God. It depends upon our state.
但是我们的属灵的状况或者说我们的行为那就是跟我们有多么顺服圣灵有关了，是跟我们的我们得多少赏赐是跟我们的行为有关的。
Well, use the Corinthians as the example here. They were,
You go ahead.
Yes, they, as far as their state was concerned, they were carnal, they were fleshly. But they had a standing before God. Look there. Go back to, let's just start over for a minute here.
Okay.
We want to take a look at our standing, the standing of the Corinthians, okay? Chapter 1, verse 2.
我们看哥林多前书的一章二节，我们先来看这个哥林多教会这些信徒们的他们的地位，他们在神面前的地位。
He says, verse 2, he says, to the church of God which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, both theirs and ours.
一章二节，写信给在哥林多神的教会，就是在基督耶稣里成圣蒙召做圣徒的，以及所有在各处求告我主耶稣基督之名的人，基督是他们的主，也是我们的主。
That's our standing before God. We are sanctified through faith in Christ.
所以这就是我们在神面前的地位，我们是凭着信心在主里成圣的。
We've been justified from all things.
我们在一切的事情上都被称义了。
See, that's the standing. Now their state, we read about in chapter 3, they were carnal. in their state.
但是讲到他们属灵的状况呢，就像我们刚才读
the actual experience.
对，读到那个三节，三章的一到四节里面，在属灵的状况里面，他们是属肉体的，是不成熟的，是年轻的，是婴孩。
You see, our standing before God and our entry into heaven depends not upon our works, but upon the finished work of Christ.
所以我们在神面前的地位以及我们能够进到天堂里这个资格是跟我们的行为毫无关系的，是完全因为主耶稣基督所做的。
But our rewards when we get to heaven,will be either given to us or taken away from us, depending on our state, how we have lived out our Christian life.
但是我们到了天堂以后的赏赐呢，就是有多少是给我们，有多少是拿走的，这个是取决于我们是怎么过基督徒的生活的，在地上的时候。
Now, in a similar sense, the baptism in the Spirit is one that is...The whole church has been baptized into Jesus Christ, but the filling of the Spirit depends upon our obedience, our practical outworking of our faith.
所以同样的道理呢，受圣灵的洗呢，是一次性，就是主耶稣的身体作为教会的整体一次在圣灵里受洗了，但是被圣灵充满呢，取决于我们的行为，取决于我们有多顺服圣灵。
So I hope that's clear. Are there any questions about that?
我希望我讲清楚了这两个的区别，有没有什么问题？
SoThe parallel was made, and I'll repeat it. It's nothing, none of us were there when Jesus died for our sins.
我再重复一遍，我当耶稣为我们的罪而死的那个时候，我们没有一个人在现场。
He died for the sins of the entire world, from Adam's first transgression to the last.Sin that will ever be committed on this earth.
他是为全人类的罪死的，从亚当犯第一个过犯，一直到最后一个人犯的最后一个罪他都付上了代价。
The value of that sacrifice rests in the value of the person who made it.
所以这个价值呢，是由做成这件事情的这个耶稣基督的价值所决定的。
The person of Christ has an infinite value, that life. And it was, there's an infinite number of sins that can be forgiven.
因为主耶稣的生命的价值是无限的，所以他能够付上的罪的代价也是无限的。
Now your sins were paid for 2,000 years ago.
所以你的罪呢，是在2000年之前就已经被付完了代价。
And we believe that.
我们相信这一点。
Every last sin.
每一个罪，从头到底的每一个罪。
And 2,000 years ago, you were baptized into one body.
也同样2000年前，你受洗归入了同一个身体。
There on that day of Pentecost.
就是在五旬节这一天。
Now, there is another part of that verse, the last part of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13.
在哥林多前，我们再回到哥林多前书12章的13节，最后还有一段。
The first part of that verse, for by one spirit, we were all baptized into one body. That happened 2,000 years ago.
他这里讲都从一位圣灵受洗成了一个身体，这是我们讲的是在2000年前发生的事情。
But the last half of that verse says this, and have all been made to drink into one spirit.
但是他后面还有最后一句话说，饮于一位圣灵。
See, at conversion, every one of us drinks of that spirit.
我们每个人在信主的时候都喝了这一位圣灵。
When we individually receive the Lord Jesus Christ, we individually drink of that spirit at the moment of our conversion.
所以我们每一个接受耶稣基督做我们救主的人，在我们信主的那一刻，我们就饮了圣灵。
And the result is we are born again, we are sealed by the Holy Spirit, and we are anointed by that Holy Spirit. That's drinking into that Spirit, he says.
所以结果就是我们在圣灵里重生，我们被他印上印，我们被他膏抹，这都是指饮于一位圣灵。
Notice the action. We drink into the Spirit.
注意这个动词，他说是饮于一位圣灵。
That happens when you first trusted the Lord Jesus Christ.
这件事情是发生在你信主的那一刻。
Now we might repeat what we said last week, was that if anyone does not have the Spirit of God, he's not of Christ.
我们上周讲过，如果一个人没有圣灵的话，他就没有耶稣基督。他就不是耶稣不是神的孩子。
There may be some questions at this point. If there is, I think we have a few minutes, and I think maybe, Yan Ling, you can handle a translation for questions.
Okay. 我们还有今天还有几分钟的时间，看看大家如果有什么问题的话，我们可以用这几分钟来回答一下问题。
There is another question that I'm sure you would like to have answered, and that is in the book of Acts, there are actually four instances of the coming of the Holy Spirit.
我想大家可能会问的一个问题呢，就是在《使徒行传》里面曾经记载过有四次圣灵降下来。
There was the coming on the day of Pentecost was the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We find that the Lord Jesus said, not many days from now, you're going to be baptized into the Holy Spirit.
我可以问个问题吗？
Oh, Eric, someone has a question.
Oh, sure.
Oh, 可以的，你问吧。
我在想刚才 Eric 讲到那个，如果我们现在就相信了主耶稣，做了绝志祷告，然后我们的受洗就一下子追溯到2000多年前那个五旬节那天，这是不同的时空发生的，它起码是在不同的时空嘛，距离时间有2000年，然后地点也不一样哈。
嗯。
这个是怎么联系起来的呢？我想。它是毕竟时空的这个差距啊，我们现在因为现在我们的信，如果有一个人没信，他肯定不可能说他2000多年前被五旬节的时候受洗了。但是如果说现在有一个人说我信了，那他是怎么可以证明他突然一下子就拉时空就拉到2000多年前的五旬节就联系起来了，在那个时候他就受洗了，这个是怎么做到的
？OK。I think this brother can understand how, for example, 2000 later, today, one people converted and became a believer. How come he could be baptized 2000 early? Yes, he can understand the connection between these two events happened in different time.
Different place.
Yeah, different time and different places.
Different time, different places. Yes. I guess the answer to that is that God is outside of time.
他说关于这个问题的回答呢，就是神是超越时空的。
He knew your sins. The Lord Jesus, when he was on the cross 2,000 years ago, God knew your sins. And he put them all on Christ.
神一开始就知道你的罪，在主耶稣2000年前在十字架上的时候，他就已经把你的罪放在了主的身上。
He knew, God knows everything from the beginning to the end.
神从起初到末后，他知道每一件事。
Now, turn to Ephesians chapter 1, for example.
比如说我们翻到以弗所书一章。
And verse
3. 三节。
God, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
三节和四节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
God, in his foreknowledge, he chose, before the world was even made, he knew you.
所以神在他的预知里面，在创世以先，甚至在世界还没有以前，他就已经认识你了。
So, it's an easy thing for him to baptize something after the creation, when he knew you even before the foundation of the world.
他如果在创世以前都能，在什么都没有之前他都能认识你，那他对，他把一个在五旬节以后的出生的人，在五旬节那一天一起受洗对他来说不是难事。
If he knew before the foundation of the world, he could certainly know from 2,000 years ago.
所以他既然在创世以前都能知道这件事，那他在2000年前就知道这件事，那就更可以理解了。
I don't know if that answers the question or not.
这位弟兄能这样能回答你的问题了吗？
嗯，明白明白，明白明白。Thank you, thank you, thank you, Eric.
Yeah. Go ahead, Harold.
Just a simple clarification.
Thank you.
When the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross, he died for all of our sins, and we therefore.Are able to be saved. We get the blessing of the cross when we trust the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior and our sins are forgiven, all because of what happened at the cross. Similarly.
Hold it, let,
Thank you.
所以那个 Harold 再给大家简要的解释一下，他说很简单的一个同样的道理，就是主耶稣是什么时候上十字架的呢？是2000年前，他在那个时候呢，替我们所有的人的罪都付上代价了。但是我们是什么时候呢？得着在基督里的所有的福气呢？是在我们信主的那一刻。
Similarly, when the Spirit of God descended at Pentecost, it descended.For all who would believe. And when we receive the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, when we believe Him, we enter into the blessings of that spiritual baptism.
所以同样的道理，圣灵是在五旬节那天降下来的。他降下来的时候呢，他就使所有将来每一个可能性的人呢，都在那一刻受洗归入一个身体了。那我们呢，却是在我们信主的那一刻呢，才进到了这件事情的，就是圣灵受圣灵的洗的这件事情所有的祝福里面。
So when we become Christians, when we trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, we get the blessings of the forgiveness of sins from the cross, and we get the blessings of the baptism of the Spirit from the day of Pentecost.
所以当我们信主接受耶稣基督做我们救主得救的那一刻呢，我们得着了罪得赦免的等等一切的祝福。同样的道理，我们也是在信主的那一刻呢，得到五旬节那一天圣灵降下带来的受圣灵的洗的所有的祝福。
Thank you, Harold. I'm just going to make one comment, and then would you close in prayer, please?
Yep.
好，Eric 再补充最后一点，然后我们就做一个结束的祷告。
There are four instances of the that are mentioned of the coming of the Holy Spirit in the Book of Acts.
在《使徒行传》里面有四处记载赐下圣灵。
There's the day of Pentecost. That was the baptism of the church, the birth of the church.
第一次呢就是五旬节，就是教会受圣灵的洗，教会出生的那个事件。
And then we read about the Holy Spirit coming upon the Samaritans.
然后我们又读到圣灵呢赐给撒玛利亚人。
In chapter 8 of Acts.Then we read about the Holy Spirit coming upon the Gentiles in the house of Cornelius in Acts chapter 10.
然后又在使徒行传的十章里面读到圣灵降在哥尼流他们那一批外邦人的，在他家聚会那外邦人的身上。
And then we read about the Holy Spirit coming upon the disciples of John the Baptist in Ephesus in Acts chapter 19.
然后又在使徒行传的十九章里面我们看到圣灵赐给在以弗所的施洗约翰的一批门徒身上。
And I think it might be good for us next week to begin by looking at those instances. And those are special cases, and they were all corporate. That is, they were all a group. And there were three different groups that needed a specialdesignation. And there's a reason for that, but those are never to be, those are not repeated today. They're not, you don't make doctrine out of the book of Acts.
我们下星期一开始我们可以先讲一下这三，就是五旬节后面的这三次的这个独特的这个事件。这事件呢，它首先有一个特点，它不是个人的，它都是集体的，是三组人，他们是需要圣灵降下赐下这样一个圣灵赐下这件事情来对他们的身份进行认证。这是以前发生过以后再也不会发生的，而且不能从当中呢去得出一些教义性的结论来。
Thank you very much, Yan Ling, for,
Amen.
It's probably difficult and, we appreciate. But next week we'll take a look at thoseSpecial cases in the book of Acts, and we'll look at the filling of the Spirit, what that means in a practical sense. Mr. Simmons, please.
我们下周呢，会先讲一下这三个特殊的事件，然后呢，再花余下的时间呢，讲被圣灵充满，这是我们下周的安排。
All right, let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you so much.That we can have a relationship with the Holy Spirit of God.
主啊，我们非常的感谢你，我们可以和圣灵有联系。
We're thankful that your plan was that when we trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, we are baptized into the Holy Spirit. He becomes part of our life. We become part of his influence upon us. It's a marvelous thing.
主，我们感谢您，当我们信主的时候，我们就受洗进入归入了圣灵，他就能在我们他能成为我们生命中的一部分，能够在我们身上做奇妙的工作。
And so we just rejoice that God loves us so much to draw near to us and to baptize us into the Holy Spirit.
我们特别的感恩，神爱我们到这样的程度，能把我们吸引到他身边，并受洗归入一个圣灵。
Lord, we not only rejoice in this, but we're humbled by it, and our prayer is that we might live lives that prove that the Spirit that is in us is holy and is the one who came to help us.
我们不仅为此高兴，也使我们能够，也让我们更加的谦卑，我们盼望我们能够活出一种生命，能够证明在我们里面的圣灵是圣洁的。
And Lord, you know each one who's listening this evening.
主啊，你认识今天晚上在这里面听课的每一个人。
And we pray that each one will reach out and say, this is wonderful. I want to be part of the work of the Holy Spirit. I want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. I want the blessings of God.
我盼望每一个人都说，哦，这太好了，我也愿意受洗归入圣灵，我也愿意得到从神而来的祝福。
And we remember that the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. And we pray that each one listening tonight will say, that's what I want, Lord. I want you to save me.
我们知道圣经应许说，当信主耶稣你就必得救。我们盼望每一个人都能有这样的 心智，都愿意接受耶稣基督做他的救主。
So for your goodness to us, we give thanks.
为了您赐给我们的祝福，我们感谢您。
And for your blessings upon us, we pray.
我们也祈求您继续的祝福我们。
And that we might obey you and follow you, we pray that you will help us.
我们也盼望能够顺服您，跟随您，求您帮助我们。
We give thanks again in Jesus' name.
我们再次奉耶稣的名感恩，阿门。
阿门。
阿门。